I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of Morocco, Norway, Peru, the Republic of Korea, Tunisia, and my own country, Romania, members of the core group of the resolutions on human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. The core group warmly welcomes the third session of the forum that unfortunately could not take place in 2020 due to the pandemic. The theme of the current session is more relevant than ever, as equal access to justice, judicial oversight, and democratic participatory processes were vital safeguards for democracies around the world during the pandemic. First and foremost, a competent, independent, and impartial judiciary is essential to ensuring access to justice for all individuals, including persons belonging to minorities. The pandemic has created new concerns. However, so many judicial systems around the world have, in face of emergency situations, stunningly showed their ability to adapt in order to continue their mission and not lower standards of justice by making use of communication technologies. At the same time, using new technological tools has reminded us of the existence of the digital divide, and efforts must be made to ensure that this does not generate a greater degree of exclusion in terms of access to justice for vulnerable populations. Resources are needed to make sure technology tools are equally accessible to all. Moreover, states, as well as justice professionals and beneficiaries, all together must protect and preserve the trust already gained by the justice systems by promoting new ways of delivering justice, making it accessible, affordable, easy to use, and safe from undue interference. We hope today's discussions will contribute to retaining the excellent adaptation skills to online activities while eliminating differences in treatment and preventing discrimination. There definitely are good practices that were discovered or put to test during these years and that worked and proved valuable for the future. All these practices and results were born out of the need for access to justice and the necessity